KJAN Sports.
It's time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, taking a look at sports this morning, the Music City Bowl has announced that Wednesday's game between Iowa and Missouri has been canceled. That move comes after a rise in COVID-19 cases in the Missouri program. Here's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz.
You know, just on behalf of our whole team, it's just really extremely disappointing to end the season this way. And this is two games in a row now where, you know, we just haven't been able to get to the finish line. So that's certainly disappointing.
After having no interruptions the first 8 weeks of the season, the Hawkeyes had their final two games called off. Their final regular season game against Michigan was canceled due to an outbreak in the Wolverine program. Iowa's practices were shut down at the start of last week due to an outbreak, and Ferentz says at the time, the players voted to play.
It's one of the prouder moments of this season, quite frankly, because it was a very resounding yes. The guys were clear to a man, and their teammates were texting them in full support. And the attitude was that, you know, we've come this far. Every one of the guys wanted to finish. They wanted to finish this thing out and have a chance to play one more final game together. So, you know, unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
Ferentz says every program has been affected by COVID, and the Hawkeyes feel fortunate they were able to play eight games.
I know our guys have done a really great job, but I also know there's luck involved, too. And I'm, you know, I think I've been fairly careful yet. I, you know, had my bot with it, and we wouldn't have been at full strength on Wednesday, but we were eager to play. And I don't know if anybody's full strength this year just because of the circumstances.
Ferentz says he feels bad for the seniors who won't get to finish their careers in a bowl game.
That's the difference between playing and coaching. You know, I got next year, right? But for our seniors, they're done as collegiate players, and that is significant. So, we've always talked to our players about, you know, never minimize how fast and how precious your time is as a collegiate player, just like being a high school player. And nothing's guaranteed in life.
Ferentz says finding a replacement opponent at this late date is just not feasible in the sport of football.
Basketball is a whole different world. You know, you play in tournaments, play one team on Friday, play another team on Saturday. That's a whole different world that they, you know, coaches live in, NCAA tournament. But in football, football is a game of such extravagant preparation. And for us to try to shift gears now and pick up anybody, unless it was somebody we already played this year, you know, I just don't know how you could do it. You end up with a bad game, and that's not fair to anybody, especially the players involved.
Iowa finishes the season with a record of 6-2. Iowa wide receiver Brandon Smith has announced that he won't be back next year. He will declare for the NFL draft. The Lake Cormorant, Mississippi native grabbed 91 balls this year for 1,040 or during his career for 1,046 yards and 9 touchdowns during his time with the Hawkeyes. He had 23 catches for 231 yards and a couple of touchdowns in this most recent season. Well, it's game week for Iowa State as the 10th-ranked Cyclones prepare for Saturday's Fiesta Bowl against 25th-ranked Oregon. The Ducks have been known for their offense over the years, but ISU quarterback Brock Purdy says their defense presents challenges.
Obviously, you see the speed, you see the athleticism, and I feel like up front they have a really good D-lineman, and they're a team that goes hard. They run the ball anywhere on the field. And so, you know, it's going to come down to four quarters playing – you know, our game and being disciplined and, you know, not turn the ball over. If we could do those kind of things, I think we'll be in this game and we'll have a really good chance.
Iowa State sophomore running back Breece Hall says the Ducks have a well-rounded defense.
They all do their jobs pretty well. I feel like they all do their 111th pretty well, and they all do a good job of just doing their job. So I feel like you can't really not take any of them serious. You know, you got to be on your stuff at all times.
Oregon coach Mario Cristobal says the Ducks would love to close the season with a win.
It's so important when you have an opportunity like this to honor it, show gratitude for it. And your best way to show gratitude is by the way you play the game, by the way you show up and how you perform and execute and what type of effort you display on each and every play. So that's always going to be the intent. So it means the world to us.
Cristobal says he's been impressed with how physical the Cyclones are.
You always want to see how, you know, each side of the ball moves. You know, how are they technically and fundamentally, and what type of toughness do they play with and everything. I mean, they hit on all check marks. They're an excellent, talented, well-coached football team that runs a couple of that schematically have more than a couple of things that are very different than what we've seen.
That's an afternoon kickoff on Saturday. out in the desert. The Kansas City Chiefs have clinched a first-round bye and home field advantage in the AFC playoffs. The Chiefs' offense was sluggish before a late touchdown drive gave them a 17-14 win over the Falcons. KC trailed 14-10 until Patrick Mahomes threw a 25-yard scoring pass to DeMarcus Robinson with a minute 55 left. The Falcons still had a chance to force overtime, but Pro Bowl kicker Younghoe Koo missed a 39-yard field goal attempt with 9 seconds left. Elsewhere around the NFL, the Steelers are the AFC North champs after turning a 21-7 deficit into a 28-24 win over the Colts. The Jets pulled off their second stunner in as many weeks, holding off the Browns 23-20. The Ravens leapfrogged over the Colts and Browns in the AFC wildcard scramble by downing the Giants 27-13. Devontae Adams caught three of Aaron Rodgers' 4 touchdown passes. The Packers easily earned their 5th straight win, 40-14 over the Titans. The outcome prevented Tennessee from clinching the AFC South and gave the Colts another avenue for a playoff berth. Washington's playoff hopes are up in the air after falling behind 20-0 in a 20-13 loss to the Panthers. Washington has a 1-game lead in the NFC East, but the Giants can still win the division at 6-10 with a win over the Cowboys and a Washington loss to the Eagles. The Cowboys kept themselves in contention for the NFC East title by whipping the Eagles 37-17. The Seahawks claim the NFC West title with a 20-9 win over the Rams. The 9-6 Rams can still reach the playoffs with a win over Arizona next weekend or a Bears loss to the Packers. Mitchell Trubisky accounted for 3 touchdowns, and the Bears took hold of the final NFC wildcard berth by drubbing the Jaguars 41-17. Justin Herbert set the rookie record for most touchdown passes in a season, guiding the Chargers to their 3rd straight win, 19-16 over the Broncos. And the Bengals picked up their first road win in more than 2 years, dumping the Texans 37-31. It was a day of personal achievement for Travis Kelce. The Chiefs' standout has broken George Kittle's NFL single-season record for most receiving yards by a tight end, doing it against the Falcons. Kittle set the record 2 years ago with 1,377 yards. Kelce also became the first tight end in NFL history with 2 100-catch seasons, reaching the century mark just before halftime. Also, Jets running back Frank Gore became the 3rd player in NFL history to run for 16,000 yards, joining Pro Football Hall of Famers Emmitt Smith and Walter Payton. Gore did it with a 4-yard run in the 3rd quarter against the Browns on Sunday. Well, Drake outscored Indiana State 50-33 in the second half and opened Missouri Valley Conference play with an 81-63 win on the road Sunday. The Bulldogs only won once on the road in the Valley last season.
You know, some of those things that, happened on the road last year, late in games and stuff, I just feel like we're older, you know, we're more mature. We got some guys that really understand what needs to happen. And this was a great start for us. At any time you can win on the road to open up league play, it gets you off, feeling good and on the right foot.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. DJ Wilkins had 22 points as the Bulldogs improved to 10-0. The teams will close out their 2-game series in Terre Haute this afternoon. Missouri State used a 15-1 run midway through the second half to take command in a 79-59 win at UNI. Due to COVID issues, it was the Panthers' first game in nearly 3 weeks.
You know, Missouri State, they played well in their 3 games. And I really thought they played well, like they did today against Little Rock in their last game. So I knew we were playing against a team that has been sharp the last 2 weeks.
That's Panther coach Ben Jacobson, who didn't blame Rust for their slow start. Iowa State men's basketball grabbed a commitment over the weekend as a Christmas Eve commitment from combo guard Jaden Nunn, a 6'4 Flint, Michigan player, chose the Cyclones over a number of other mid-major offers, including Eastern Michigan, Miami of Ohio, Siena, UTEP, and Western Michigan. Nunn is playing out his high school career out in Arizona. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.